Mountain snowpack is nature's storage reservoir for summertime water supplies in much of the Pacific Northwest. But snow volumes in Washington state are barely half of normal right now. In Oregon, they're barely a quarter of normal. KUOW environment reporter John Ryan has been looking into our snow drought, and he joins us now. John, thanks for being here.
Sure thing.
So on a scale, just how severe is this lack of snow?
Our winter snowpack in Washington is in some of the worst shape ever. It's the third lowest on record, so it's almost unmatched. And here in Seattle, we had a pretty dry January with about a quarter less rain than normal. But the real issue up in the mountains is that it's simply been too warm for much snow to accumulate. The October through December period last year was the warmest on record for Washington state. And with our climate changing rapidly due to fossil fuel pollution, we should expect more unusually warm winters like this one.
Well, John, it is early February, and I remember months of cold, wet weather stretching on seemingly forever, right up until July. I mean, there is still a lot of winter ahead of us. Are we overreacting here? I mean, could the snowpack not still have a chance to rebound?
It could, but it's pretty unlikely. So I spoke with Karen Bumbacco. She's the deputy state climatologist, and she tells me that December and January are the main snowpack building months in Washington.
Even if we get normal snowpack for the rest of the season, for most basins in Washington, we will still end up below 75% of median by April 1st. Of course, there's always a chance we could have some miracle March, but I don't see that on the horizon. In fact, we look like we're going to continue into more of a drier pattern in the next couple of weeks.
Wow. Sounds like we would need like a miracle April as well in there to get us up to speed. So, John, we've heard skiers and snowboarders asking about discounts or even partial refunds from ski resorts that weren't able to open when they were used to them opening, you know, in early December. But beyond people who enjoy outdoor recreation, who else is being affected?
Yeah, skiers and snowboarders, definitely some of the first to feel the impacts. You know, Mount Baker ski area had to cancel its big banked slalom snowboard race. That was going to be this weekend. At Snoqualmie Pass, just 6 of the resort's 19 ski lifts are in operation today.
Wow.
And then out in the Metau Valley, they had to cancel their Ski to the Sun cross-country ski race. But, you know, as you mentioned, you know, snowpack is big for much more than just recreation. Salmon runs, hydropower supplies, and forests all depend on that snow, too. That snowy blanket can keep forest soil and trees from drying out and then becoming tinderboxes for wildfire in the summer and fall.
Yeah. Well, Washington state grows a lot of food, and a lot of it depends on irrigation. So what are farmers doing to get ready for a shortage of water this summer?
Yeah, I contacted some farmers in the Yakima Valley, where they're now going into their fourth year in a row of snow drought. Mm-hmm. And they say they've replaced sprinklers with drip irrigation systems and, you know, done almost everything they can to grow their crops with as little water as possible. Grape and apple farmer Jim Willard told me he might have to take more desperate measures like he has for the past 2 summers.
Now, 2 years ago, I started fallowing some more wine grapes. This last year, I told my irrigators that 5-acre block of Malbec over there, no more water on it this year. We just let it dry up.
Wow.
So even with farmers trying to shuffle water around to their highest value crops, Northwest food and wine production could take a hit. On those wine grapes, I'm told that grapevines don't necessarily die with one summer of not getting watered, but they could take several years to become productive again.
Wow. John Ryan is KUOW's environment reporter. John, thanks for updating us on where we're at with the snowpack right now.
You're welcome.